Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Big shout out to Alexa Datt, who was on the show. I just retweeted a portion of her interview that she did with Lucas Giolito. And if you just want to follow her, it's pretty simple. Alexa A-L-E-X-A Dat, D-A-T-T. And you can check out her podcast, the Dat's What She Said with Danny podcast that she does. So there's a minute-long clip of Lucas Giolito that I think that you'll find interesting. It's at the top of my Twitter profile. Tomorrow we will get you ready for a weekend of bear-less football before Monday. And we'll talk about Game 2 of the World Series and whatever else is on my mind. Now we get the opportunity to talk with the old crew is back together. Oh, I see what the next 3 days on the afternoon show is going to be like. Danny Parkins and Mark Carmen are going to be doing shows together, and they are here with me now. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? I think we have a little technical difficulty with Carm. He's in the Score Studios downtown, so as soon as he gets connected, I know they're all working on that, we'll have him here. But yeah, Carm and I...
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Oh,
thank you.
What a debut on the Score.
I thought so.
I'm here. It worked out. Congrats, Carm. Glad to have you here. But yeah, Lawrence, Carm and I go way back. He was the executive producer of my best friend Nick Wright's show in Kansas City when I got hired to do the mid-morning show in KC. And Carm was old then. So, I mean, he's real old now.
Well, Carm is so old that he and I go back even farther than that.
What?
When he used to be a producer at the Score.
See, Lawrence and I have, like, real history. I mean, Danny and I are kind of, like, late life history. Lawrence and I were once battling it out, Parko. You might not know this. It was between me and Lawrence for the rare opportunity to produce Les Grobstein overnights. And Lawrence won, and I departed to 1360 WLVA DeKalb to begin my on-air career. That was a moment in time that I honestly will never forget. And I've gotten to watch Lawrence just rise and rise and rise from that time on, really.
And what's happened to your career, Carm?
I call it a roller coaster, Danny. I mean, my career is life. You have your ups, you have your downs. I'm America. I'm right here for you, pal. So it's been a journey, and it was great to meet you in Kansas City, Lawrence. You would love the early Parko days in Kansas City. For the record, it was.
Oh, there are stories.
He came in hot and ready. Let's put it.
Yeah, they know nothing about
that's
this.
Not
around
shocking.
Here. Yeah, they know nothing about that around here, right, Lawrence? My bad.
Not shocking at all that he would do that. But that's good that you guys will have an opportunity to hang out for a few days.
Yeah, and Carm recently got married, and I was at his wedding. We had a good table. It was me and Nick and our better halves, and Mark Grody was at table 12. Dan Levy. Was at table 12. It was a star-studded affair. And
wait, you mean Bass on Air was there?
Yes, that's exact.
Dude, showed up late. The wedding party was walking in, and then here go, hey, what's up, dude? Can you find a seat?
came down the aisle with your bride because he was walking in. But yeah, it's and we'll tell the story over the course of the next 3 days, maybe in the next 3 minutes, I'm not sure. But it's really risky for Carm to be working with me because whenever our paths cross professionally, even like tangentially, I usually end up informing him shortly thereafter that he's getting fired from a job. Like that I find out about it before he does.
Oh, and no. This is,
I'm so happy to be here.
Lawrence, it's happened twice. Two different times I found out that Carm was getting fired before him. And I'm a good friend, so I'm not going to not tell him. But, like, you know, it's awkward. And so he's taking a real risk being here. But we're probably going to talk sports as well. But you know how it is when you get to do this stuff with your friends. Like, it's like your off-air conversations come on air, and then you just have to remember to censor yourself and not curse. That's pretty much our challenge over the next three shows.
Oh, wow. I mean, I feel kind of bad now because I feel like now it's like the harbinger of death when it comes to Carmen's career. Like, maybe he needs to get away from you. Like, maybe that's the thing.
Hey, he's here under his own free will, right? I didn't force you to do this, Carm.
It's not how many times you get knocked down in life, Lawrence. It's how fast you get back up. Parco has built – he's helped my resiliency. I really owe him a ton.
Yeah.
I learned that from Rocky as well. It's these are very important. Was that Rocky Balboa or was that Rocky IV or five?
Rocky IV is the Cold War. Rocky V, a.k.a. Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
He's saying it to his son, right? So it had to have been
that's Balboa,
like the grown-up son. So it either had to be Rocky V or Balboa.
It was definitely Balboa. I can confirm that. I remember.
Oh, okay. I appreciate the confirmation, Studs. That's good.
We found Studs' area of expertise. The Bears and Rocky V and Rocky Balboa.
Well, there's also marathoning in there.
That's true.
Rocky V, by the way, is not a theme. There's this movie called Rocky V. It's not a Rocky movie, though. It does not include it in the Rocky family. It goes Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, Balboa, and then the Creed movies. That's how it works.
I did a whole podcast on this on House of L. A whole thing about the Rocky stuff, and it was great. We had a fun time just talking about our love for the Rocky movies. I could go on and on with you about this subject. Like it's one of my wheelhouse subjects.
Okay, well then let me ask you this. Is it ridiculous to say that Creed is the best of all of them?
Yes.
Yes. It is, I understand Creed's really why good. You would say it. It's a really, really good movie. It's like everyone that I had on the panel, like when we were talking about it, we all ranked our movies. And Creed's pretty high for me. Like that scene, like that's an emotional, the scene where he kind of gets the respect of the biker boys and he's running through the streets to Rocky's house. Like if you're not ready to fight someone after that scene, I don't know when you're ever going to be ready to fight someone.
Creed is just, it's like, it felt like the least formulaic, or to put it like the other way, the most surprising. Like Creed 2 was very predictable. You could see where it was going. Enjoyable, but like not a hard movie to figure out. Rocky 4, I love for its absurdities, but it's an absurd thing. As is Rocky 3 with Mr. T. Rocky 1 and Rocky 2 are both great. But yeah, I don't know, man. Creed 1, that movie had some grit to it. I'm a big fan.
3 was...
For me, I'm sorry, Carmen. I'm jumping all over you here.
I got to get my hot Rocky take here, Lawrence. Three was the top moment of childhood life as far as films go. That and The Natural. 1 and 2 were phenomenal as an older person, and I made it halfway through 4, and then I stopped. I don't know how anybody went further than halfway through 4. I thought it was so bad. Like they ruined
the
whole thing.
The Cold War. It was Rocky fighting Drago is actually.
You could change. We all can change.
He got so rich that he somehow had a robot for a maid.
In like 87, man. Like, you know how much money you had to have in 87 to have a robot? Like, that's real money right there.
Real money in that he started to show in Rocky IV. And then he's just like, he just defeats Ivan Drago, who's a machine. He's ended the Cold War. And then he's like, weirdly That's concerned with his kid's bedtime. He's like, kid, if you're awake, go to sleep. What? Why? Why do you care? You became the heavyweight champion of the world. What are you doing?
And then that guy got killed by a friar on This Is Us. Anyway, yeah, I did an interview with Erica Nicole Clark, who's a Chicago comedian, and she's also Mr. T's daughter. And we talked about, like, Rocky III. Some of the stories she told me, because I guess there's still, according to her, there's still bad blood between Mr. T and Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
And let's put it this way. I did the interview, and it was for House of L, right? But I said, you know, the Score audience, I think, would appreciate this. But there was some stuff in there. I sent the interview to Mitch, and he was like, absolutely not. Like, we cannot run some of the stuff that she had to say in this thing. Even with bleeps, it's that good. Like, some of the stories are that good in it. And you finally, like, get inside that world of what it was like. But that movie franchise, it hit a note with us. And the thing that I liked about Creed, Danny, is that there was almost like a video game element to it. I like that they made things very clear who was who. Like, you would get the graphic. Like, this guy is the number one fighter, pound for pound. Like, you understood. Like, they just kind of made it very easy. Like, they didn't have to.
You didn't have to get boxing to get the significance of the fighting.
Right, right. Yeah, and I thought that's what made it kind of cool. And obviously, the story was great and all that good stuff. So, I mean, if you guys want to do a whole, like, 4 hours on Rocky, man, count me in.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we got 4 hours in us, but it's, I mean, I can go deep. And I'm definitely going to seek out that podcast because I love the idea of Mr. T and Sylvester Stallone still having, I mean, that's got to be, what, 30 years later?
Yeah, almost 35 years, right? Like,
that's
but
incredible.
I love all the stuff in Rocky III. And I've never understood, no one's ever made it clear to me, in the world of boxing, why exactly does Clubber Lang not get a rematch?
Agreed. it was just flat out wrong that he lost, period, let alone no rematch. Clubber Lang.
He just disappears. He goes from being the number one contender to champion to losing the championship and then disappearing.
Well, I guess that's then the only unbelievable thing about the Rocky franchise.
It's the only thing. It's not Rocky running up a mountain in Rocky IV. You know what I kept thinking, and now that I see it as an adult and someone who likes to do trail stuff, how the bleep does he get down from that mountain that he climbed?
No follow-up questions, Lawrence.
No?
Don't worry about that. Yeah, don't, you know, it's one of those movies where you have to, like, just suspend the right amount of belief, right? You want to...
Drago!
Yeah. He can outrun the car. He can run.
He's not a machine. He's a man.
He can run up the mountain. He can beat the machine. Steroids weren't a problem. He ended the Cold War. But no follow-up questions, Your Honor. Like, you just, it's, you know, you just got to think about it in those types of terms.
Well, look, he was able to, he didn't outrun the car. He outmaneuvered the car, Danny. Because
it spun
he
out.
Was running, he was running on ice, and he was making such sharp turns and cuts that the Mercedes-Benz of the KGB agents that were following him was not able to make it through the ice and snow.
The fact
we are WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. We got John Morosi coming on in 35 minutes from the World Series. We have a question of sports morality that I'm pretty sure Carm and I are going to be on the opposite side of at 3 o'clock. Tom Thayer at 4 o'clock. And we're just going to be hanging out, man, for the next 4 hours. I'm looking forward to talking to my buddy.
Well, good. I will get out of you guys' way so you guys can have that reunion. Enjoy yourselves, and I will talk to you tomorrow.
See you, Lawrence.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.